The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Is your hard-earned money shrinking fast and you need some help? Call my friends at Lear Capital to learn more about owning gold and silver, the ultimate protection hedge against inflation and market volatility. And experts are predicting metals are set to soar. Learn more. Call 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
It's Election Day, and I'm Jordan Seculo.
And I'm Logan Seculo. It is Election Day. I voted. I went. I waited in line. I did my civil duty.
Civic
duty.
I mean, I guess civil, you're I think civil.
It was calm.
You were calm.
Yeah, behind me was like a Hank Jr. lookalike guy with a big, like...
He definitely wanted to talk.
With like a big beard, like a ZZ Top Hank Jr. guy.
How do you think he was voting, Logan?
I don't know. And I did, like, I was kind of listening for when... I'm probably not good that I say this, but they were saying, like, you know, they ask you a lot of questions here.
They're
like,
you did.
What's your birthday? Where do you live? And part of me was like, I want to know where this guy lives. I should write down this address because I'm like, I'm just curious of what, because he looks, he was like such a character. Big hat, big beard.
Yeah. Oh, full
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Like stage ready.
I probably could post a picture of me with my coffee waiting in line. He's probably behind me in the picture.
Do you think he's
I won't put
a celebrity?
On I thought that, but I didn't recognize the name.
But he could be like a musician still.
Yeah.
There's a lot
or
of
Or just
here.
A wild man. Just a Tennessee wild man.
Yeah.
Isn't the Tennessee wild man a... In the Sasquatch? I think so. So,
we got problems. We got problems all over the country.
I voted fine. 30 minutes
in and out. By the way, like I always say with this and every show, go vote. No excuses not to vote. If you listen to our podcast or watched it, I'm assuming you're a voter.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to confuse. We're very careful about these stories on like radio and stuff like that because of how that could – I don't want to push anybody not to vote.
Well, last
– But it has gotten already – insanity is being released. Like Pennsylvania, which is the least insane, has already said – they can't count the ballots till at least Friday. I mean, that's the closest watch race. There's many people in Pennsylvania. There's a lot of people hurting for jobs.
Yeah.
If you needed to hire some part-time labor to go help with these votes, which, by the way, machine counts the votes.
Take
these
seconds.
Are just the small number of votes that maybe you've got to hand count.
Yeah, I said a couple weeks ago that I would like to never hear the words Maricopa County again.
And guess what?
And I said that in jest, obviously after
it's
the last
trending
election
today
and this morning. You know, at what time? Their time. It was. You
the
know,
minute the polls
8 a.m. You know,
polls
like that.
Opened and disaster struck.
They all of a sudden friends are sending me from Arizona, sending me these clips of stuff that's going wrong, and it's people walking around saying, "Hey, we're having some issues with the voting machines. Don't you worry, it's going to be fine. It'll be taken care of." But it got so hardcore that the actual Twitter account for the Maricopa County Elections Department, again, that's in Arizona, put out a message from their chairman, Bill Gates. And
not that Bill Gates.
I know, but just to make it even worse.
He's
and
that,
recorder.
And this other guy who is just
Stephen
like,
Richard.
Looks it, like a character. I'm not being mean to him, but he looks like he was cast for this role. The recorder.
Very much
recorder.
This whole video, which we'll show if you're watching, and most of you are, feels like The Office.
Yes,
like,
it's a little
like
painful.
Steve Carell and and Dwight Schrute are Michael
coming
Scott
to
Dwight Schrute
like Armageddon,
are
telling you everything will be fine.
Right, but it feels straight up out of The Office. It is very funny, but it is also very scary
because it's real.
Because it's real. So let's take a look. This is again from the Maricopa County Elections Department.
Hello, Maricopa County. I'm Bill Gates, the chairman of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors,
and I'm Stephen Richard, the Maricopa County Recorder.
And we're here to give you an update on how things are going so far with the election. We've already had almost 44,000 people show up this morning, check in, and be available to vote. And things are going great out there, but there's one thing that we wanted to address to make people aware of today, And that has to do with our tabulators. We've got about 20% of the locations out there where there's an issue with the tabulator, where some of the ballots that after people have voted them, they try and run them through the tabulator and they're not going through. But the good thing is we do, first of all, we're trying to fix this problem as quickly as possible. And we also have a redundancy in place. If you can't put the ballot in the tabulator, then you can simply place it here in where you see the number 3. And this is a secure box where those ballots will be kept for later this evening, where we'll bring them in here to Central Count to tabulate them.
So this would function much like early voting functions, in that we would get your ballot back. Once we've signature verified it, we would send it to our central tabulators. Ballots that are in here will already be, in effect, signature verified, so we won't need to confirm identity, but we will central tabulate them. This is actually what the majority of Arizona counties do on Election Day all the time.
And just one thing to keep in mind, we have 223 vote centers across the county. So if there are lines at the location you're at or issues with the tabulator, if you would prefer to go to another location, you can do that. Doesn't matter where you go, as long as you're a registered voter here in Maricopa County. Thanks so much. And everybody, if you haven't yet, get out and vote.
Everything's fine. We're all fine here. Nothing to see. It's been going great. I love that that's how it starts.
However,
you know, 1 out of every 10 votes isn't being, what was it, Will?
20%. 1 out of 5.
1 out of every 5 votes. Yeah, 20% is, you know, maybe not going
can't
through.
Can't be tabulated.
Can't be.
Our tabulators
They say our tabulators, which again, you said, what is this accent?
Yeah, where is this accent? It's like they came from Canada?
Yeah, they came from the Midwest. Yeah, our tabulators.
I have no,
Chicago.
Again, respect for these officials. These are the officials. Okay, so you can mock them as much as you want. They're elected officials. They make money. They make their salary off of taxpayers.
Why is it always Maricopa County?
I mean, they didn't like test it.
They said they tested. They said that we went through a lot of tests.
How do you have such a widespread problem on Election
Day? That's the craziest part to me. That's not just, you know, a one-off here and
there. By the way, they are the company that goes unnamed.
Yes.
The company that sues everyone for talking about their systems not working when
they clearly are not. But it does seem odd that, again, it is in Arizona, which seems
to be. In Maricopa County. Which was already saying yesterday it would take them to the end of the week. Now how? I mean, God. Do you know how many legal challenges there can be over votes about signature verification, all that? Like what he's talking about there as willy-nilly. First of all, think about most of Arizona. When he goes, oh, most of Arizona votes this way. Because most of Arizona is the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Is
Maricopa County the big?
Yes.
Well, I don't know much about it. I'll be honest. I know
Phoenix,
the name,
Scottsdale.
But I don't know. I
mean, there are other big counties. You've got a few others in the state. But this is it. I mean, this is the Fulton County of Arizona.
Yeah, Phoenix, Tempe, Mesa.
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale
is it. Yeah, I mean,
Surprise, Paradise Valley. I'm just going to start listing Arizona.
And there are so many competitive races there, just at the statewide level. I mean, with Cary Lake.
I mean, so many eyes are on Arizona.
Lake Masters.
Yeah, the eyes
Abe
are
Holiday.
There. I would probably say of the states,
the top three.
That, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, maybe?
And Nevada.
And Nevada, or those are the top four. So
Nevada.
Nevada. I know I say Nevada. It's Nevada. It's like I say Vegas and people that get mad.
We couldn't make that video up. How bad the video is, how scary the video is. Again, do not be discouraged. If you're in Maricopa, go vote.
Yeah.
Please. Because it's the only way Cary Lake will become governor. And by the way, I think if Cary Lake becomes governor, this will not happen again. This is
I just don't get how it can happen like this again.
So widespread.
And so quickly.
One machine at one location. Okay. Glitches happen. Machines don't always work. That's fine. They're talking about 20% of the machines countywide. 1 out of every 5 is not tabulating votes, which now they have to hand tabulate your vote. And that is going to take. And 1 in 5. I don't know. We can look up the number of Maricopa County votes that got cast last election cycle.
I'll look it up.
But it's got to be over 1 million. So let's say now that they've got, at least 200,000, they probably have to hand count now?
I'd have to look. I don't know how many voters there are.
20% aren't going through the machine, which means human error.
Yeah, it says that. Let's see if I can find a number. How many registered voters? That's in Arizona totally. I don't know about in the county.
We'll look it up. But
2.5 million residents are registered to vote in Maricopa County.
Yeah. So let's say, you know, about half get a little bit better than that for Tresa. So 1.2. You're talking about over 250,000 hand counts.
Hand counts.
which is where problems come in, not even through fraud, just human error.
Which they probably weren't prepared for.
They're not. And they were already saying they couldn't count till Friday. So how many weeks does this election go? And this is the problem with this. This is why people get so angry, as I am angry. Because we are the United States of America. We should have the results tonight. Even on the West Coast, even if you're on the East Coast, by 3 a.m. Eastern time, we should know the outcome of races out West. Like, this is absurd. By midnight, the votes should be counted.
Yeah, absolutely.
This angers people, and it makes them distrust the system because you get these two probably these two elected official guys who have no business probably running elections, who are bought off by a lot of these companies who think it's great, do this camera phone video about how, well, just drive around and find a place to go vote.
Well, Rick Grinnell, he just posted because he's obviously Arizona dealing with it.
And an intel guy.
He put, if you've checked in at a Maricopa County voting location where tabulators don't work, you should not leave and go vote at another location without casting a vote.
Right.
So he's saying that because the provisional ballots.
Oh, they'll throw them out.
Yeah, he said they won't even get counted. So go ahead and try, at least, because at least they do have that hand.
Oh, this is going to be a week.
At least. Unless it's a blowout, I guess. But how could it?
But see, that's the county that you really need to know how it kind of shakes out.
Yeah, quickly.
Well, just even if it was 3 in the morning.
So they've already said Friday is when they
This is before this problem.
They will know.
This is before the problem.
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday morning when this video was shot. And then Pennsylvania said the same thing. Philly. It's really upsetting.
Yeah. You got sound? Sound of what is this?
This is them saying, "Be prepared for it to be Friday." Oh, okay. So,
are the same guys?
Who is who's talking?
Tweedledee. This is a news report.
Okay, it's fine. You play.
The stakes are high in these midterm elections, but it could be days before we know the outcome of some key races.
We're not going to have final results on election night.
In Arizona, officials in Maricopa County, they've already announced they expect most votes to be counted by Friday.
And that was before there was 20% glitches.
One out of every five machines doesn't work. So those ballots are going
to one out of five polling places, 20%, right?
One out of every machine, five machines doesn't work.
It was a little odd the way he phrased
funny
it.
Funny math,
but
because they don't know what's going
Let's
on.
Let's just say 20%, period.
That's what they said.
Yeah. It's really absurd and really disappointing because they had now 2 years since the last gigantic disaster to get this fixed.
And
they are now the embarrassment of the country once again. And I feel bad for it. I'm not talking about you people
who live
there.
Going around suing everybody, saying that you can't question our machines, which, by the way, Politico said today could be easily hacked.
Oh, yeah. That was the whole thing today, too, that I know y'all talked about, which was that now, all of a sudden, it's election day, and now everything can be hacked.
Republicans might win, so guess what? It's going to be hacked by the Russians. That's the only way they won.
Just like in 2016 when they said the election was stolen from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump, they're now at it again, which is to flip the narrative and say no one can question this, no one can have a discussion.
Too many black men are voting Republican. Yeah, this can't be.
And
that's what Stacey Abrams said.
What drives me crazy is that Democrats don't see through it. They accept it. They fall in party line immediately, and it's disgusting. It's disingenuous.
They don't think for themselves. It's groupthink.
It's groupthink to the extreme because you go, I can't believe you are saying what's coming out of your mouth after you've just belittled people for 2 years for even questioning or having a question.
Is it Chris Tucker said, I cannot understand the words that are coming out of your mouth?
Yeah, he said that. Well, he said it to Jackie Chan, yes, in the film Rush Hour. So I'm just letting you know. I'm just giving the details.
It's funny. Chris Tucker, a Georgia guy.
Rush Hour, great movie. Rush Hour 2, great movie.
I feel like is he a pastor?
Is Chris Tucker a pastor? I think he's something like that. Yeah. He's clean now, and I think because of that. Yeah. Chris Tucker. I had tickets to see him, and then he canceled a few months, about a year ago. I wanted to see him. I'm sure he's great. But beyond Rush Hour films, which are terrific.
But so I still want everybody to go vote. Don't like listen to us and think like, oh, Jordan Logan says it's all rigged, so I'm not going to go vote.
Well, we didn't want. Okay,
it's
let's
not all
that.
Rigged.
We didn't say that. And I didn't
say that.
That's
not what we said. We said machines aren't working.
We're saying
in one county in Arizona. So most of you, that's not going to apply to. Go vote. Go get in line. Maybe you're listening while you're in line, and you're with your earbuds in.
Me?
You can listen to the show.
Yeah, I was doing work. It was actually probably the most enjoyable hour or 30-minute wait.
You had to tell your kids that.
What?
No, no, I meant enjoyable hour I had all week.
No.
Waiting in line at the voting place.
No, I meant of work, like of voting, because I had the earbuds. I could just.
Oh, you planned this time.
I worked. I worked for that hour.
A mug of Diet Coke?
I had a toasted vanilla oat milk.
God. That ain't Republican logo.
I know. Iced toasted vanilla oat milk. I forget what the next word is. I order it 3 or 4 times a week. So I just have it in my app and I go, reorder.
That's less offensive to me. That at least it's in an app for the. You don't like get up to the thing.
I don't talk to anyone. I walk in there with all the crazies early in the morning, who are the same three dudes who are there, who I think are. They're the ones who I'm afraid are starting some kind of
insurrection.
Yeah, they have that feeling. There's a lot of Viking haircuts going on in there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What does a Viking haircut mean?
You know, like
kind of a mohawk, but
that guy probably listens. I don't want to
like Theo.
No, I think more shaved, completely on the side. More
I thought
like a
Vikings
man.
Had long braids.
Yeah,
I'm thinking modern Viking.
Don't I know what you're talking about. It's a party haircut. I mean, like, it's a wild haircut.
Yeah,
it is kind of like
some looks.
It's a little bit of a mullet.
Short, it's a mullet, but then they pull it back like Brock Lesnar. He has the hair that's like pulled back in a bun or in a ponytail.
Are they in shape like him?
No, I mean, who is?
Well, I mean, are they even close?
He's a god among men. I mean, it's
okay.
What? Brock Lesnar? You wouldn't want to look like Brock Lesnar? I mean, I mean, not the face. Like, he's.
I'm not attacking his face.
Oh, I'm not attacking
him,
period.
I don't know that I can pull that off. Like, even if I did look like that, I don't know if that's me.
I think, you know, no, he's a real man. He kills deer with his hands. Like, he posts pictures that are just absurd.
I feel like throwing a chair into a window today.
Yeah, he's like full butcher shop.
Like, today, I feel like destroying things. This is election. Remember you said it's election day yesterday, like my Christmas Eve? It used to be.
Yeah.
The day before. But now, knowing that it's going to just be hell on earth, basically, it's not. I love politics, and I actually dread this. This is the worst part of politics now is voting.
Yeah.
And election day. Well, which is sad because it's not election day. It's election question mark. How many lawyers are going to throw at the thing? And I'm a lawyer.
Yeah. Well, it's not only the worst part of the day.
There's so many potential lawsuits just off that video.
Oh, that video.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Carrie Lake, I'm sure, has a great legal team, and I hope they're in court. Because they need to be making sure those ballots that go in the little shredder are preserved. Because it's like, it doesn't look right.
No.
Put it right here.
Which is probably how it looked when our parents voted, though, by the way.
It's a lockbox.
Yeah, it probably is what it looked like.
When our parents voted, like, one state would be 90% Democrat.
Yeah.
And that was the whole Southeast. The Republican wasn't winning. Like, there was no – it wasn't like Tammany Hall or something. You didn't have to worry about, like, fraud.
I don't know the words you just said. I'll be honest.
Tammany Hall? You know, New York.
Tammany Hall.
Well, it's like kind of like
the political machine in New York.
An actual machine? Or are you talking about a machine?
No, like a political machine.
Yeah.
Not again, like a voting machine.
Again, I'm asking for more of a I'd use that
this
in a sentence.
This was pre-electronics.
Yeah, there was Tammany a lot
Hall.
Of fraud.
Tammany Hall.
It's big, well-known. Very well-known.
I don't know this. I don't know this one.
It comes up right away in Google.
Oh, it's a location.
Well, that's the hall.
That's the hall.
Where the intimidation would go. It's like
Intimidation Hall.
It's like labor unions force you to vote a certain
Tammany
way.
In Hall.
That's basically what it was.
Okay.
Like the dailies in Chicago.
Yeah. We all know that. I like the twice dailies.
No, the family daily, who was in charge of Chicago for like
of the dailies. Of the twice
years.
Dailies fame.
See,
of Daily's place in Jacksonville, Florida. Okay. Oh, she's talking about it right now. Looks like Carrie Lake is talking about the tabulation.
Yes, because this is not acceptable.
Well, you know what's also not acceptable is the time change just happened, which means cold weather is coming. It's darker. Like, we're done here. We leave it outside.
It's dark.
Dark.
I see no sun.
Yeah, I don't even understand how it possible is just a 1 hour change.
The only light I see is from the studio.
Yeah, like I said, I love having my kids in these like special programs at night because I could go and it's like super bright gymnastics.
Oh, like they have the big lights on.
So I have like an extra hour. But most people are worried about that. The cold weather is here. And what that means also is colds and flus are getting stuffy and they're running rampant through your schools, through your house. Your immune system needs protection. And that's why I really love my friends now at Centurion Labs. They're doing some really great, safe and effective and affordable ways to keep you healthy and doing your best. If you got a sore throat, cough, or runny nose, they got Ninja Cough. If you're looking to strengthen your immunity, they've got and prevent sickness or fight off the flu. They got Defender Immunity Boost for you. It's all-in-one immunity booster, combines vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, copper. And if you're having trouble sleep, they also have Defender PM. Just go play around on their website, see what they got. That website is great. It's centurionlabs.com/bros. Remember, use that /bros. You'll see a big picture of Jordan and I, like brothers. Use that promo code bros, and you'll get 20% off your first bottle order. When you visit centurionlabs.com/bros, use the promo code bros. Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. Thanks to our friends at Centurion Labs.
Yeah.
And it is election day.
I made an order today.
You told me that.
They sent some samples for us. This is my reorder. I got my immunity booster. And I also am going to try.
Use the promo code.
Did you get it?
You got the discount.
At bros.
Yeah,
and I also got an energy, which can come in packets or just like something you just put in water.
Which we all could use.
Afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, especially with it getting dark early. That's what
I want to throw the things, you know, break stuff. Is that like Limp Bizkit?
That is a song by Limp Bizkit off the double platinum album.
It's amazing that was double platinum.
I don't know. I just assumed it was double platinum. Probably I have no was. Idea. Was
when you had to buy stuff at the mall.
Yeah, I think I'll check
you
on
could
that.
Like get it off like whatchamacallit.
A Break Stuff was on the first record, right? Yeah. So what was I don't remember which one album that was called. What that was called.
Well, when you see Dwight Schrute do this video, which you all saw,
Significant Other,
it makes you want to throw stuff into the wall because you're like, those guys are in charge of fixing this problem.
Look, it's the reason right now I'm looking at just the certifications for the Limp Bizkit just to make myself not think about it. The United States. Oh, it was not double platinum.
Quadruple?
It was 7 times platinum in the United States. 7 million albums sold of that record.
Fred Durst made some money.
I mean, if you gave me, I would never have guessed.
How many millions is that?
7 million just in the United States, by the way.
A lot of angry.
Now, they didn't sell over 1 million anywhere else in the world.
Okay. 300,000. It was very American music.
300,000 in the UK.
Very like.
Over Europe, they sold 1 million.
Jacksonville.
Hey, right from, they're from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mall kids from Jacksonville.
It's standard issue in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Yeah, you're giving it. When you're turned 12,
you get a red, they say,
you get a red Yankees hat, and you get a copy of Significant Other. And they're like, we'll see.
And you work at like a mall stand for like at least a week.
Yeah.
A week, you got to like sell like, you know, glass blown.
They sell
or Israeli or like or Dead Sea products.
Dead Sea salts or embroidery like services.
Oh yes, you get custom hats.
Yeah, custom hats that just say down. Yeah, to just say something that's like vaguely offensive that you could wear to school. Maybe they wouldn't know what it is.
Yeah, because it's like Limp Bizkit.
Oh man,
but I feel like breaking stuff. I mean, I feel like that's the and you know what? If I'm feeling that way, there's a lot of Americans who are watching this and it's boiling. We know we're at a boiling point in our country. I'm not trying to encourage anything bad, but this is how bad things happen. Videos like that, which make us look like we're like a Borat.
Yeah. Well, yesterday.
You know what I mean? That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
We look like a beautiful Kazakhstan.
Yeah. We have a slot you can put in your vote. Yes.
And this slot you put in your vote, and we make sure that never is seen.
Right. That's what it means.
Don't
like.
Ask questions.
It's so secure. No one even has the key. It's no.
Yes. And of course, this is happening with Carrie Lake, who is. They made out to be this controversial figure. She's hardcore.
And coming out
she
of
can take it.
Last night's Trump rally, which I'll know. Look,
oh,
we
yeah.
got to talk
did
about
have an
it.
Announcement.
We got it. We sort of got
November
an announcement.
November 14th, baby.
November 14th, there will be an 15th.
I mean, my MAGA hat's ready.
There will be an announcement of an announcement. There was an announcement of an announcement at the end. Look, I'll be honest. I told you I was going to watch the thing. I did watch about an hour and thought, okay, this isn't happening.
No, it was clear. It was clear.
And I moved on to other things. But then you texted me and all these people started saying, hey, he made the announcement of the announcement. It's a very WWE thing to do. You know, to make an announcement to make sure people tune in to see the announcement. Yeah, got to go to the pay-per-view.
Yeah, there were like a lot of things that adding up. The whole family wasn't there. Melania wasn't there. Like, you know.
The kids were there. Junior and
yeah, I mean, they don't all have to be there. But like, his wife's probably going to be there. And it's probably going to be a little more set up. Like it was still,
it wasn't very serious, if you want to say that.
No, he started off. He did his thing.
It went into comedy pretty much immediately. You want to hear though? Here's what he. Well, can we play this? You know what? That's a weird question. No. That's a weird question. Can we play this?
Yes, it's news.
Okay, let's hear from President Trump.
I'm going to be making a very big announcement on Tuesday, November 15th, at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
That music was playing live in the moment.
Yeah.
What was that music?
Undertaker.
Nothing to detract from the importance of tomorrow.
It was like being like when they're about to lead worship, like after, during the end of a prayer.
Uh-huh.
That's what it felt like.
Or the Lord tonight.
When they bring it in. Yeah. A father. There wasn't enough fathers. Father God.
See, this is the, I'm watching the Carrie Lake press conference. This is when things get out of control.
Oh, yeah. Carrie Lake has been speaking.
Because
and it looks,
nothing
it
she
looks
did wrong.
Chaotic.
She just went to go vote. But now they're all talking about how
what
you can't
if she,
vote.
Oh, what if she couldn't vote? That would be kind of.
I think they're talking about the issues. I'm sure she's Maricopa County.
We can probably go to it. You want to hear for a second? Here for a
we
second.
Can hear for a second. Yeah,
I mean, we're watching that. What the hell are we doing? We'll work through it. I mean, we're going to win. I've always said we got to win by a mile to eke out a 1-inch win, but we will win, and we will bring about good, honest reform to our elections. Next question. Anybody else?
Can I ask one more?
Back to your name and who you're with.
Cameron with Red State. Do you support extending in-person voting hours into the
That's a good question.
I don't know if we can really hear it.
So the question is whether we support extending the voting hours. Look, there's 6.5 hours left to vote right now.
Yeah.
And if you're in line at 7 o'clock, you can still vote.
Yeah, right.
I think it's yeah, let's, not we something can, that we want to
So that's, I guess, one of her.
This is wild.
Is that her
that
attorney?
She's having to do. It's probably her kid, one of her kids. Yeah, it's Helicon attorney.
Yeah. So the fact they already have the attorneys out there. Look, we're going to keep an eye on it.
You know what Carrie Lake said, which is so sad, which is true? We have to win by a mile to win by an inch.
Yeah.
Right? So and like I get what you know what she's saying there. We have to win so overwhelmingly, which means you need to overwhelm the polls today, folks. My only message is, like, if you want to shut us off right now, you need to go vote, go vote. Or play it on your phone as long until they tell you to shut it off.
Yeah. If you have earbuds like me, and I wasn't sure
what
I could.
That is Harbin. She's from she's the head of the Republican National Arts Association, which I'm a member of.
You're a member of?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you surprised?
Not really.
It's an association of those of us
who are
lawyers.
You're a member of a lot of clubs, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a member of some, too. Minor secret.
Exclusively.
Minor secret. But yours aren't. Yours, you can be out and about. There's a member log. Mine.
Member log.
Mine are very secretive.
Oh, no. You can't just get my member logs. That you can. R&L.
No, I'm saying you just are out. You're just like willy-nilly. I'm a member of this society.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean you can get in.
That's true. I couldn't get in. Not a lawyer. The amount of legal work I handle, you think I would be. The amount of people that call me that go like, no, I mean the people who call me, like my friends that are like, listen, I know you can't give me legal help. I'm like, I really can't. I'm not even, because I just assume. They just assume I have some like generic law degree, like I have a passing law degree. They're like, oh yeah, well.
Look over this contract for me.
I do remember when I had jury duty, they were like, well, because they were like, could you have any sort of presupposition to the lawyers? And I was like, well, everyone in my family is a lawyer. They're like, then actually you'd be better on this because that means you know the law more than the average American.
Oh, do we have the bite?
We have a bite of what? No, we already played a bite. I think that's old, right?
I thought we were talking about from Carrie Lakes.
No, that's fine.
We're doing a little different today because this is like
I think we have to do it this way. And we're going to put this out pretty much
immediately.
This is
wild. This is just wild.
Yeah, and
I don't like it. It's not right. It's not right for Carrie Lake to have to do that election day, for her to have to get out there and do that.
Unless they magically get this all done and she wins by a landslide.
They're not. Man. They already say they're Friday.
So they're not even going to submit.
Like, right now, she's making sure people go vote. Yeah. I can see it in her face.
Panic.
You put these stories out, and unfortunately, even a lot of Republicans and conservative voters say, you know what? I ain't going to waste my time.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get in line to Maricopa, and then it's not going to work. And, you know, again, if you're in Maricopa listening to this, overwhelm the polls. Do what Carrie Lake said.
Yep.
This is what Democrats want. They want you to be scared off from showing up because they know there's more of us show up on election day than them.
And look, we're going to come back tomorrow and do a show. I want to make sure people know this. That's why this show may be a little shorter today because we're going to come back tomorrow and do another one and talk to you about
no results. But this
results.
Is that. Now, the good news is so far we haven't seen this anywhere else.
Yeah, even Pennsylvania seems.
Well, Pennsylvania has already pulled
a few thousand.
Count.
And they had a few thousand that were debatable.
Yes, that are being that Fetterman did sue over.
Yeah.
These are misdated. Yeah. You know, if you don't fill out the form right, your vote doesn't get to count. I mean, I love our country, and I do believe, you know, voting is – but voting is sacred. You got to do it right.
Voting is sacred, and so is your money. And we're looking places to diversify. You should check out our friends at Lear Capital. If you want to learn more, I encourage you to call Lear Capital today for your free precious metal investor guide. And take a look at what they're doing. They're doing some great stuff. Call 800-430-2919.
Lear's also offering free shipping up to $15,000 in bonus gold or silver with a qualified purchase. So call for details at 800-430-2919. They're the most rated precious metal company on Consumer Affairs with a near-perfect rating on Trustpilot. Listen, this is a crazy time. It's about to be a crazy week-ish.
Yeah.
Weeks?
Unfortunately.
Is this going to be election month now again?
I'm sure it will be.
Did we ever stop?
They never stop.
I felt
no.
like we've been in election since November of 2020.
Well, and if President Trump announces I'd say at this point you could just say he is. I mean, I know it's not anything
something
can happen.
Could have to happen.
But he said I'm making a major announcement from Mar-a-Lago, all of that.
He's done that before, though, and said, like, funny, done foot pull. Like,
I know, but
that's
just.
He did that about Obama, and then he said Obama is. This is
yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it could be wrong, but for the most part, if you're a betting man, I'd be betting these.
When you heard that music, you were like, oh.
The music, because I missed it live, because I had that point I already got off. The fact that they brought in a musical score to live score, it reminds me of when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, and he made his very, actually, emotional, sweet comment, but in the back, there's Tiny Dancer playing, and it sounds like someone added it in post, like, from the Almost Famous soundtrack, but it's like, no, it just was happened to be.
Reno.
What?
Reno today.
Reno. Oh, covered in
Always
snow.
Always on election day.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's November. It's pretty early.
I know. Well, no, I think we're just getting unseasonably warm. Don't know why.
No, we are, but they're not.
No, clearly not.
They're unseasonably cold.
I don't know much about Nevada's...
I love Reno.
I feel like... You do?
Well, everybody fits in Reno.
I've never been.
New Boot Goofing.
Everybody...
New Boot Goofing,
everybody
yeah.
can be themselves in Reno.
Yeah. If you can make it in Reno, you can make it.
You can make it a medium-sized market.
Yeah, you can make it in a city that it seems to be made fun of by a lot of the country.
You know, it is, but everybody that goes to Fancy Tahoe goes to Reno.
Yeah, you have to fly to Reno to go to Tahoe.
Yeah, but you got, I mean, like, it's not, it's still a pretty impressive city.
I know not.
I don't know. I'm impressive.
I've been in Nevada. I have been in Las Vegas. I've been in Henderson.
Have you been to?
I drove to the Grand Canyon, which I don't recommend from Las Vegas.
There's you don't recommend going to the Grand Canyon?
Well, they advertised to take the helicopter, but as we know, my fear of flying, that ain't happening. What you find out is it's like not paid.
It's really cool
to drive to the Grand Canyon.
Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe.
To drive to the Grand Canyon, it's like for 2 hours. They're like, it's only 60 miles or whatever it is. And it was aggressive. My back has never been the same. And it's been 12 years.
You know what we haven't talked about, too, is our friend in my pillow. That promo code still works. I just want people to know that.
Oh, yeah. We have some new stuff to talk about. Well, I think this is an old one. I'm not sure. That's our old ad read.
He stands for freedom.
You could. The flag still stands for freedom, and you can't take that away.
What you can't take away is your vote in Maricopa County.
Well,
one in every five votes
great
is going to go.
Song.
Great
box.
Song.
Lee Greenwood, the greatest.
I did like that on Right Side. I was watching Right Side broadcast last night. That's how I watched
it. Pre, yeah.
They were doing all pre, and they were commentating on all the songs. But they were like, he's playing In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. This is a sign. This is not on the usual playlist. Then after that was Suspicious Minds
by
Elvis.
They're like a jam band.
And then they're like, but of course, and someone says, maybe he'll come out to this. And the host was like, no, he comes out to Proud to Be an American. Yeah. God bless the USA.
He usually leaves
that is his
YMCA.
Entrance music. They said YMCA. And that's what it did. It went YMCA into the. I like that he doesn't do the build up. It just boom into the door opens and I'm proud to be an American. Yeah. That was my beautiful singing voice.
Yeah.
Lee Greenwood, happy 80th. I made this song world famous for you. Yeah, that song is a wonderful song. My wife did the art for the children's books. If you get the Proud to Be an American children's book, she did the art for that book.
Where do you think we're going to be like tomorrow?
In
a bunker?
In an Armageddon situation?
Yeah, I think so.
It feels that way.
Doesn't it?
I got tickets for like a concert tomorrow night.
Unsettled.
I'm not going to say what because I don't want people showing up.
And I don't usually
up.
Feel unsettled on election day.
I kind of regret it. Maybe I shouldn't have made
election day?
No, maybe I shouldn't have made a purchase just like knowing I'm spending my money on something that happened. No,
you mean like, well, then you go back to our friends at Lear Capital. We need to convert all our fake dollars into actually some asset you can hold.
Yeah, I think Tennessee will be
okay. I said it.
Tennessee, I think,
we're
will be okay.
We're fine here.
Yeah, I trust me.
But
I,
this is also where it starts. You know what I'm saying?
I looked at my... It's a volunteer state for a reason.
Yeah,
I looked around...
We'll volunteer to go out to Arizona.
I looked around...
I feel like we might be in Arizona next week. Is there a chance... Yes, there's a chance we're in Arizona next week.
Physically?
Legally.
I mean, that's not me.
It makes
me
feel like I want to go out there just offer my... Like, we do that. We've done it many times. Yeah. Bush versus Gore. Obviously, we did during the last election cycle in Pennsylvania.
We'll see how the weather is in Nevada. I'm not going there.
No, but Arizona,
so how's the
nice.
Weather there? Nice?
Yes. It's always Scottsdale in the winter?
I've been very... The only time I've ever been to Arizona was for WrestleMania.
It's probably still pretty hot.
WrestleMania 27. Or 26.
A lot of snowbirds in Arizona as well.
Oh, yeah. I
don't want to deal with that many Canadians.
Well, I think the guys running the election today there were.
Yeah.
What was talking about geese, Logan?
Tabulators.
Dwight Schrute and Bill Gates.
Yeah. We didn't mention
like,
the guy's
name. Hair. It was like he just woke up and was like, I'm going to brush my hair straight up.
Further considered.
7 a.m. in Phoenix. Our machines don't work.
He looked like a character from a Charlie Brown Christmas. Like
Charlie
someone
Brown
like, oh.
or The Office. One of the two.
Yeah. Like, Charlie
like,
Brown grew up.
Base, lot of sad suits.
When you
like, sad, you know,
do
like
you think
office worker
this
suit.
Conversation didn't happen. They were like, look, we're about to have to tweet this video.
It's not good.
Your name is Bill Gates. We know what conspiracy theories already exist out there for
Maybe
Bill Gates.
Maybe just say, I'm Bill.
How about just say, or I'm William Gates? Likely Bill is not your Christian name. So let's go with just William Gates. So
True.
Then people don't even think about him
they're
immediately.
They're following Carrie Lake. What do they think she's going to do?
What? You mean on the news? Is that her family?
I think so, yeah.
I've never, I haven't looked at it. I like her husband's beard.
I don't know.
Is that her husband or is that security? He's always there.
It could be.
We have the same sunglasses. Me and him share a lot of stylistic similarities. He's got a better, he's in better shape physically, but that's my thoughts on the Lake family.
She's not going to put up with this, by the way. Her supports are pretty hardcore.
She doesn't look like she would.
No.
No. She'll speak to the manager of the country.
The man. No, she's not a Karen.
No. Carrie.
Arizona.
Yeah, I do want the hat. And if this election, look, Rick Riddell, if you're listening, if this goes on for weeks and weeks, I could wear the hat.
Rick has got to be like smash his head against the wall, too, because he's also done this.
Or is this everything he wants?
No.
No, I know he doesn't.
Bill's back on.
Oh, let's hear. Can we turn out Bill Gates?
They should not impact that estimate for the Friday totals.
So they're just
Friday totals.
Friday totals.
We're not even trying.
We just assume Friday totals is the thing now.
We're not even trying it here in Maricopa.
Yeah. So Jordan was talking about MyPillow. You can go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code BROS. You get great discounts on practically everything in the store. So just go there. Take a look at MyPillow. We appreciate their support as well. And every time you make a purchase, with their portion of that goes directly back to us. So
the war's going to be in Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at everyone is just tweeting
I'm
all
talking
about
legal
this.
Battle, by the way. When I say war, I don't mean physical.
No, everyone knows that.
Since last election.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe need to clarify.
Honest.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that out there. It's out west. You know, it's out west. Everybody's kind of got a militia, I think.
I stopped listening to what you were saying. I just feel like I can't respond to any of that. That's fine.
You know, out west is kind of independent.
Walter Kern tweeted the video from Maricopa County and put, I wouldn't open my front door for these two if they were carrying a giant check for $1 million from Publishers Clearinghouse.
A little bit like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah. It has had 306,000 views already.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Because we all tweeted it.
Yeah.
Mostly Republicans tweeting out going, oh, my God.
I put a thing with the South Park. I'm like, Stan, it's happening again. You know. So.
Yeah. It's not good for our country.
Well, hopefully things are resolved. If we don't know till Friday, though, it does take the wind out of your sails.
It like, also who's makes me want to just...
Like tonight, I don't even know who to watch or if I'm going to watch coverage. I'll probably just follow on my phone.
Yeah, there's Fetterman.
Can't find Fetterman.
Did you even make him up as a character? No. Fetterman. He's like, can't even make him up as a character. 6'8", bald.
She lies and says he's the
best. Nothing to do with even
dead.
The medical thing, just the visual.
Gotta vote for Fetterman. Does he use that song?
Where is this?
Who are we? That is the question of the day. I think we need to wrap up. That's what I think we need to go.
All we're going to say is things that get us in trouble.
Barricade the doors. No, just
make sure you've got plenty of ammo.
Do you have one of those old locks, like in like a, you know, where they have the slots and the big wood plank that comes down, like you're trying
to
be
fine. Like you're in a barn.
Like we're in an old castle.
We're more like the Richmond of. 2020. You know.
The Richmond?
Secession.
Oh. Okay. I mean, I go a lot back in my head for that.
Yeah, but I'm saying like we're like the safe zone.
Oh, Tennessee.
Where you start.
Tennessee.
This is where you start.
Look, I saw people voting around me.
This is where you start your new capital.
Yeah, I should have become friends with the guy behind me because I would have been like...
Nashville is the capital of the... That's not even southern states. It's just the red states.
Yeah. No, it would be a weird combo. Ohio...
Oregon, now throw it in there.
Yeah.
We get some coast. That's good. We need a little water.
Yeah.
Florida. We got Florida.
Florida,
North Carolina. We got that.
Alabama.
South Carolina.
Alabama. Got some coast.
We might get New York. That'll throw things
we'll
off.
All right. Well, we will be back tomorrow.
We
won't
know about Arizona, though, for...
Yeah. Why even
2023?
Yeah. So, get out there, vote.
You know, this also... These countries look at us and they laugh.
Yeah.
This is when the Chinese laugh at us.
Yeah, Israel declared it. Of course, they got a lot less people pretty quickly. Let's talk, though. Tell people to vote. They should go out and vote.
Just
the last
do it.
Second.
Just get out there and vote. That's our first line of defense here against these crazy actors and crazy stuff. Go vote. And then we will. If there's legal stuff, we'll handle.
See how it shakes out.
We got to vote first. We need to win the vote first.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow because we're going to come back again for an extra show tomorrow. Talk about the results.
And the chair throwing.
Yeah. If you like this set, enjoy it for the last day. So, the Secular Brothers talk to you tomorrow. Yes, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Three-star
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.